Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
This is the Dental Hacks Podcast, a podcast created by dentists for dentists. For more information about us, go to our website at dentalhacks.com. You can find us on Twitter at dentalhacks, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/dentalhacks. Now, sit back, relax. You're about to be hacked. Welcome, Dental Hacks listeners, to our very first Dental Hacks Holiday Extra. I'm your host, Alan Mead, and today we have a very special interview with someone you've come to know and love from the Dental Hacks podcast, Dr. Tarun Agarwal. I was listening to Tarun on Dr. Bilal Saib's podcast. It's called the Passionate Dentist Podcast, and I will leave a link to the show on the show notes for you because it was a very good show. But in this show, he was T-Bone was going into the in-house financing plan that he uses in his office. And I was really blown away. I'd never heard of it being done quite this way. And I knew that the Dental Hacks listeners would want to hear it. So I invited T-Bone back to our show to go into detail about his in-house financing plan. The interview turned out so good that I decided it would make a great holiday gift to all those Dental Hacks listeners out there. So here it is. And now it's time for the Dental Hacks Interview. So, Tarun, when you were on Dr. B's podcast, I listened to the whole thing. You were terrific on that podcast.
Thank you.
But like about 40 minutes in, you really had my attention because you had talked on our podcast a little bit and we ran out of time, so we didn't really get a chance to talk about it. But you have been
That's because you didn't give me enough time.
I know. Really and truly, we could have probably had a four-hour long episode with you.
That would have been pretty boring.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of commuting.
But I keep interrupting you, so I apologize. Yeah.
If you have been using an in-house financing setup, and I'm curious about, A, how you found that, how you figured out how long you've been doing it, and what do you do?
Well, first, let me tell you, there's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. So I'm not some magician that created this. In fact, I learned at it about a seminar. I learned about it at a seminar that I took, and my wife was there with me, and I had my initial reaction to it was that it's stupid. But my wife was there, and she said, that makes a lot of sense. And I have this desire to trust her when she tells me I have to do something, so I kind of say yes.
You are smarter than I thought you are, honestly.
So we talked about it, and I said, listen, here's my concerns with it, which are all the standard concerns. Mm-hmm. And then I said, let's talk through it. Let's understand it. And let's figure out how we can make it work to where I'm comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't believe that you should necessarily hook, line, sinker, believe something, all of what somebody says.
Sure.
But certainly the way it looks at it. So if you think about it, Let me ask you, Alan, let me turn the interview on to you. Mm-hmm. What are your initial concerns with in-office financing?
I'm grasping for the word that means that if they just decide not to pay, we can't.
Oh, so there's bad debt.
Yeah.
I mean, you're worried about people stiffing you.
Yes. And frankly, I have a fair amount of reason to worry about that because, you know, when I came into the practice, they didn't have a really solid financial setup. And we have our moments where we slip. And sure, people would just love to pay $20 a month for the rest of their life, you know,
not necessarily against in-office financing. That's about the systems in place.
You bet.
In other words, not having clear, firm financial arrangements.
Yep. There are plenty of people that just flat don't pay, you know, and then.
I would disagree with that.
Oh boy, you can disagree with it, but I've had plenty of experience.
I know we're digressing, but that's okay. And the reason I disagree with that is there are people that don't pay. I wouldn't say plenty of people. And what I would say to our listeners is if you have a problem with patients paying you, that means you're not making arrangements in advance. In other words, you're doing the dentistry and then hoping that they pay afterwards.
Sure, sure. No, that's so fair.
Okay, so what I would say is our patients, generally speaking, pay because we don't do the work on them until they agree to pay. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they prepay, but I'm saying we at least go over, and I'm going a little bit backwards and I'm off track here a little bit, but we give every patient a menu of the financial options.
Mm-hmm.
So every patient for anything above a couple of $100 gets a menu of all the different ways they can pay for treatment.
Okay.
And they sign it and date it that says we went over it. They're not agreeing to pay it, but they sign and date it that this is the way that we're going to pay for this. But so anyway, let me go back to the premise of it, okay?
Yep.
So the way we do in-office financing in our office, number one is it has to be automated and it has to be with a credit card on file.
Yep. That was the not one. Okay, I won't lie to you. We've got systems in place, but for people that had questionable credit or didn't have a great history with us,
you shouldn't be financing.
Hang on a second. Let me finish what I'm saying. We've had that problem, but that was what rung my bell when I heard it. I'm like, oh, I love this because you're basically requiring a credit card. We hadn't done that in the past. You know that.
Now,
was...
technically, they could give you a debit card. There's no real way to know a difference between a debit card and a credit card, and a debit card doesn't require them to have credit history necessarily.
Sure.
But generally speaking, if somebody has a debit card, that means they have a bank account.
Yep.
Right? Okay. So, you know, there's some qualifications there. Now, that's not as good as running a credit score and all of those things. Okay. So the first rule is automation. The second rule is credit card on file.
Mm-hmm.
And the third rule is we start the process the day we schedule mm-hmm. the appointment.
I love that. Yep.
Okay. So let's talk about automated. Okay. So in today's world, automation is quite easy, okay? So essentially, we have a web service, and this is nothing that's unique to me mm-hmm. or nothing that there's not a product that I sell.
There's actually multiple software packages that'll do this. Yep.
Basically, it's any credit card processor that has recurring mm-hmm. charge features, okay? We use a company called eProcessing, I believe is the name of it, to help us with ours. But basically it's automated by automated, I mean, we go in to the website, we type in, we swipe the patient's card, we type in the dollar amount, mm-hmm. we type in the parameters. Like in other words, we're going to do this for 4 months, 6 months, whatever the number is. And this is the day of the month that we want it to be charged on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And once we set it and forget it,
mm-hmm.
the other part of the automation comes in is that, so now we will get a daily email from the credit card processing company to go over our accepts and declines for the day. And generally speaking, it's 99% accepts.
Sure.
And here and there, we'll have a few declines.
Mm-hmm.
So that will allow us to not have to go on and log in and look at it ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but to get an email sent directly to us, and then we'll enter it into our practice management system as payments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's the automation part of it. Okay. The second part of it is the credit card. And I think basically that makes sense is I don't do checks.
Yep.
I don't do, hey, I'll send you whatever. It's about firm financial arrangements.
I think that's key too, because the credit card means that you don't have to, in an office that does send statements or has sent statements, this completely cuts statements right out of the deal because your arrangement is set up before the treatment's even started. So there's, and they've already agreed to pay on certain dates at certain, you know, certain times, certain amounts on this credit card. So there's no statements, which is awesome. Everything's like set up before you ever do the treatment. And frankly, patients have credit cards already, and most of them probably have plenty of bills that are set up to auto pay. So this is not an uncomfortable thing. Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense. I just like I hadn't thought of doing it in such a way until I heard you talking about it on Dr. B's podcast. And now
some of the negatives of credit cards are the expiration dates. Sometimes they go over the limits on their own. But those things that, you know, those things are here and there. They happen, they don't happen. You know, but we get through all of that. Okay. And you know, the other nice thing about this is if I can give you an example, okay, and I think this may be similar to the example I used on the other podcast, this makes all the sense in the world for insurance practices. All the sense in the world. And by that I mean, let's say we have a crown, $1,000. And I know no insurance pays $1,000, but let's use $1,000.
Sure, no, yeah, that's right.
Okay, and so we know, generally speaking, the insurance company is going to cover $500 of that, 50% of it. Okay, so that means that what am I really financing, Alan?
You're already financing. You're only financing half of it at that point. Yeah, so $500, yeah.
And if my number one rule is we start the program the day we make the appointment, that means on a four-month plan, which you divide into fourths, I'm getting $125 of it before we even do the work. So now what am I financing?
Well, let's see.
$375.
I was told there would be no math. Yeah, $375.
Yeah, I'm brown, so I can do the math in my head.
That's right. It's just natural. Yep.
So now we can do, now we're financing $375.
Over a period of three or four payments. Yeah. We're talking.
Three or four payments.
Yeah, right? We're talking like less than $100 a month. That's awesome.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Exactly. So, and then this is where we took it to the next level. So what I started teaching my hygienist was, listen, I want to do more guards. I believe 80% of our patients need guards. I wish we had that kind of acceptance, okay? But what I told them is the problem is you're selling guards as a $600 piece of plastic.
Yep.
Okay? And I said, that's wrong. I said, what it is you first and foremost, you got to help people pay for it. You got to break down the barrier of the finances. Okay? So I said, first thing you need to do is somebody who has a guard, needs a guard, you can look in their mouth like instantly and know that they need a guard. You first thing you do is get on the walkie-talkie, ask Aaron or Melinda in our office, hey, does this patient have coverage for a guard? Okay, so right away we know that the guard's going to have 50% coverage or not. So that takes that $600 guard and brings it down to a $300 out-of-pocket guard. And then what we tell the patient is, you know what, Mrs. Jones, if you can make four payments of $75, we can get you into a nice guard that's going to last a few years, that's going to really help your teeth. That's going to help with some of the tension that you have.
I freaking love that.
Protect your teeth. Okay, so now we've taken this $600 piece of plastic and I've made it into a $50 four times a month or $75 four times a month. Or if you're willing, like me, go out 6 months with it.
Sure.
Now we're talking about a $40 to $50 per month payment.
It's a small bite that really at that point, at that point, they can almost tell themselves they won't even notice it. You know, that's
exactly,
that's huge. Exactly. See, that's honestly, you could sell a lot of stuff that you wouldn't have sold being able to give small bites. Here's the thing, you know, you can do that with care credit, but there's a fair amount of, here's what I've experienced. Patients
don't want you to do the credit check.
Yeah, or they've gone to their vet's office and realized that all it is another credit card that, you know, that you're opening up for them. You know, they don't, you're using an existing line of credit that they already have, that they have control over, and they can say yes or no in no time. That's brilliant.
But, yeah, but you know, listen, I love CareCredit. They've been good to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it works great. But that's for people who don't have a credit card that they want to use. You
or
know,
people like, that want to do $10,000 worth of treatment.
Sure.
They want to extend it out over 2, 3, 4 years or 5 years. But, you know, our practice, I mean, and it's probably very much like most practices, 80% of what we do is what I consider bread and butter general
right,
dentistry.
Yes, smaller bites, yeah.
Browns, quadrant of fillings. And think about this, Alan, if we have a few more minutes. Take your quadrant of filling patients. What's a traditional quadrant of fillings cost for insurance patients?
Oh, it's...
Let's say insurance fee, not their patient portion, by $600, right, mm-hmm. for a quadrant of fillings.
Mm-hmm.
80% of that is covered, correct?
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're talking about $120.
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind how many patients didn't want to do treatment because they couldn't come up with $120.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay, and it's real. And I don't fault them for that, okay, because things are tight. So now we can say, you know what, you can do that over 3 or 4 months. You're talking $40 per month.
It's a terrific option. It really is. You know, and of course, it's not the only option you offer people, but it's a terrific option.
No,
it really is.
No, but what's amazing about it is about 25% of our collections come through that.
That's huge. It's very cool.
But see, I think what people also miss about it, and we can talk about the negatives of it too if you want, but so back to track here. But what I think people miss about it, and I didn't quite understand this at the beginning, but I greatly appreciate it now, is cash flow.
Yeah.
So once you do this for enough time, you get paid every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have money going into our account 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
31 days a month.
But the other thing is you got patients that are appreciating the options that you're giving them too. It's like win-win all the way around, really.
It is. It absolutely is. And what I tell people that are skeptical in the beginning is what I suggest that you do is you set a limit. You become a bank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not in the legal sense, but you become a bank. You say, listen, I'm willing to finance out up to $10,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
Put $10,000 in an escrow account. And when you have a bad pay, pay it out of that escrow account.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you're covering your debt, your potential debt to your practice, by having a secured collateral for the patient to borrow against.
Sure. That's
just to make yourself feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. So we've talked a little bit about the upside of your, of what you've been doing and what we're describing for your in-house plan. Now, what kind of downsides have you seen with it? Are there any downsides, any negative parts to it?
Well, you know, anytime you do any type of financing where you become the quote-unquote bank or the financer, you know, one of the biggest downsides is the potential, and I use that word specifically, potential for mm-hmm. patients to stiff you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that can happen. I would say that, and this is the God honest truth, we've been stiffed by one person so
mm-hmm.
far,
mm-hmm.
a total stiff, and that was a situation where he had to go to jail because of inappropriate things he was doing at the local high school.
Okay.
And then we've had a few patients not pay us a few payments
mm-hmm.
On there. And then we've had patients where the credit card expires.
Sure.
Or, you know, like recently I lost my credit card, so I canceled it and got a new one.
Sure.
So in that case, you know, whatever recur you have on file won't work.
Sure.
But, you know, typically you pick up the phone, you call the people, and the patients are, you know, they're more embarrassed than anything else.
Sure.
And they say, let's get it taken care of. Or,
my
you know,
assumption
that
is
kind of stuff.
In my mind, that was my thing. I'm like, oh, they're going to sign up and then they're going to cancel their card. And then I get to think about it. You're like, okay, wait a second. If this is their credit card that they're actually using on a typical basis, they're not going to do that. I mean, any patient that wants to go out of their way to, you know, get services from you with the idea that they're not going to pay, if they're like that, and there's maybe a few people in the world that do that, they'll find a way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll find a way to do it. They don't need this kind of a credit card system to do that to you. I mean, Everyone's got a story of someone who came in for a couple crowns and then literally as soon as you cemented them, you got the papers. But I don't think that's the typical thing at all.
No, and honestly, even if that happens, okay, and it's bound to happen, so what? The risks and the benefits outweigh the risks.
I agree.
I mean, it's an absolute no brainer. And you know, just go back to the positives for a second. I think one of the things, and I don't remember if we touched on it or not, was you know, patients don't want credit checks.
Yep.
Patients, you know, they're like, you know, they just want something simple, something that they can do. And you know, the nice thing about this is, it's really a service to your patient.
Clearly.
And they don't view it any other way. They view it as a service. And we have so much, it gives me so much flexibility, Alan. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can have a patient come in and we do a filling and we have them on a recur. And then they come back a few months later and they need a crown. We just kind of modify the recur. We just extend it on
out.
You know, it gives us so much flexibility to work with patients. And it's an interesting referral source for us. I mean, we have patients who refer other patients because we're flexible with them and we're not so rigid. I mean, we're rigid about firm financial arrangements. I mean, that's what I'm rigid about.
Sure.
You know, there is no excuse for not having a financial plan in place.
But you've got the menu.
Got the menu. And that's, you know, and that's, listen, when I talk to a lot of people, you know, and I'm talking like, you know, my big thing is I talk about implant dentistry. And a lot of people ask me, you know, that's great that you have this technology that can do implants, but how do you get your patients to say yes? I said, the first thing I do is make it affordable. Okay. And by affordable, I don't want to lower my fees. I'm like, see, that's the problem. You're not thinking like a business person. You know, in fact, what you can do is if you can finance people, you can actually raise your fees.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because
they're making decisions on the payment. They're not making decisions on the total. Just like and honestly, think of how many dentists do the same thing for equipment or technology or whatever. I mean, they're not thinking of a $100,000 piece of equipment. They're thinking of, well, okay, my nut's going to be $800. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so, I'm not sure that may be the wrong way to think about things for some things, but patients are going to think about that, and if you can offer it to them in those terms, it makes a ton more sense for them. It's, you know, it's their month to month life. Can they swing that versus can they swing, you know, $4,000 for a one time payment on a treatment, you know?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training, Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into Full Arch Implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-on-X fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish, guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3ddentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
You know, and you know, what I always recommend to people, they say, well, how do I get started? I say, you know, the first thing you have to do is you have to ask yourself, what's your risk tolerance? You know, and my risk tolerance when I started was 10 grand. Not what I'm willing to finance a patient for. I'm saying overall, I'm willing to do 10 grand. And I said, listen, I'm willing to do this for, in the beginning, it was just 3 months. And then I was like, okay, we can do 4 months. Okay, we can do 6 months. And my team members came to us. We're at the 3-year mark now with this. Three, maybe four, I can't remember. We have 3 years with it. And my team members came to us. I said, I think we need to have 12 months.
That's so cool. that they brought that up to you. I think that's awesome.
Well, because what they're seeing is, you know, and I sit down with Melinda. I say, Melinda, tell me what's working. Tell me what's not working. And, you know, and that's I know that's totally off topic here, but that's an important question to ask your team members. You know, what's working and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just a simple question. Don't say, hey, how are you doing? Tell me what's working and what's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to them and change. I mean, and be, you know, open and say, well, what would you do differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let them sell you. When Melinda came to me with the idea, what I said to her, I said, sell me on it, Melinda. And she sold me on it.
That's
she gave
cool.
me all the reasons. I said, okay, great. If you believe in it, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's have some parameters. Let me put some money away. Let's have a maximum amount. And so find out what your risk tolerance is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I recommend in the beginning, do not do more than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the max you should do. And then recommend your tolerances are, you know, what's your minimum amount? In other words, you're not going to finance $100 over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for example, in our office, it's $300.
Mm-hmm.
So we want it to be about $50 a month at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's your maximum? In other words, you're not going to finance $30,000
right.
over 6 months.
Right. That's where care right. credit, that's where care credit comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where these systems come in place. So for some offices, it may be $3,000-$4,000. I would say that's a little low, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the $5,000 ballpark, that's, you know, a legitimate payment for people that can afford. You know, for some people, $800-$900 a month isn't too bad for them to do on a short-term basis for something they need to get done.
Yeah, and that can buy a lot of dentistry.
And it can. And again, if I come back to one of my original premises, is if you're an insurance practice, $5,000 out of pocket, that's a lot of damn dentistry.
Yep. Yep,
because sure, you know, that's $6,000-$9,000 worth of dentistry pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And see, too often people think about the negatives, why I can't do it,
mm-hmm.
versus what the benefits are.
I know.
And the
I did.
Truth is, the average ticket in our office is less than $600.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, for the financing.
Yep.
You know, it's not our patients that are financing big treatment. It's a patient. It's surprising, and it surprised the hell out of me because, mm-hmm. you know, honestly, as dentists, we make good money. We've lost touch a little bit with reality.
Yep.
It's our patients are financing their single crowns or their
sure.
root canal or their perio treatment. You know, imagine if you could go to your patients and say, you know, perio treatment's 80% covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in most instances. So if I can go to patients and say, listen, why don't we get your gum disease taken care of? It's a, you know, how long does it take to do perio treatment, by the way? You know, by the time you're done, you have your 6-week follow-up, your 90-day
yep.
follow-up. It's a 3-4 month process.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect
right?
for it, actually. Yeah.
Just like implant treatment. Implant
sure.
treatment is a 3-4 month process.
Right, right.
So just make their treatment, you know, make their payment plan fall within the 3-4 months or ortho. You know, my ortho cases that are 6 months or 12 months, mm-hmm. you know, orthodontists have made their living doing this.
Sure.
Essentially
oh, yeah.
the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what
for
orthodontist
sure.
doesn't in office finance
mm-hmm.
ortho treatment?
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so some of the other negatives, so I should probably say some of the questions I get is, well, what if you have to do same day dentistry? You're taking all the risk.
Sure.
And, you know, what I say is, well, first, if you're doing same day dentistry, and you should be offering that to your patients,
mm-hmm.
If you're doing same day dentistry, that means you have space in your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gravy.
It is.
Okay. So if I have gravy, I'd rather get some money than no money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, you know, if I sit there and twiddle my thumbs, I'm losing money.
Sure. And in a practice like yours and mine, where it's a lot of insurance, it's not the risk is even less because,
yes.
you know, the patient has insurance. So you're now here's the one question, though, since typically you're taking 20% or so at the time they make the appointment. Do you have them put down a bigger first payment the
no.
day that you do the service, or you just do the 30, but you do the 20?
No.
What do you do?
Everything's the same, you know. And those questions came up in my own mind, and
mm-hmm.
maybe I don't finance it for the same day treatment and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And you know, what I found is when you make these things confusing, your team members,
I agree,
they get confused.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
know,
you basically you instead of taking the down payment, you just break it up into the whatever pieces you were going to break it up to, and
I mean,
just
we take the down payment. The down payment is the day we start.
Sure,
and that, you know, it happens. The down payment is the day we make the appointment, which happens to be the same day.
Okay, so the next payment is the next month, and it's the first
yep.
payment. There you go.
That's correct.
I think it makes a ton of sense on all levels. I really do. I think you can,
you know, and you know what I tell, and again, I speak to a lot of CEREC offices.
Mm-hmm.
I tell CEREC offices, this is custom made for CEREC offices.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
You know, when my crown cost me $40 to make and it's a single visit, I mean, you know, I shouldn't say my crown. It cost me, now that my machine is paid off.
Sure. It cost understood.
Me $40 in disposables yeah. to make.
Yep.
But, you know, it's custom made. So, or endo. Mm-hmm. I mean, files and gutta percha is like $50.
Yep. Yep.
You know, just do the endo. I mean, same day. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's the absolute no brainer of what we've done in our practice to make it comfortable for patients. And it's amazing when you sit down and think about it and you brainstorm, you come up with specific programs for like the guards, night guards. I was talking about occlusal mm-hmm. guards, orthotics, whatever fancy term you want to use
sure,
for them.
Sure.
You know, it's made all the sense, and my patients love it. My team loves it. They're totally on board. So let me walk you through a situation.
Yeah, from start do to finish. It.
Okay. So, Alan, you come to me, and you've got basically no teeth because that's probably what you have.
Yep.
But no.
I'm from Michigan. It's kind of normal, yeah.
West Virginia is one tooth full not rehab.
That's right. That's
Michigan's
right.
no tooth rehab.
That's right.
But in all seriousness, you come in, and you need a crown on tooth number 19. You need a DO and an MO on a couple other teeth around it. I'm back up. This made me think of something else. The other nice thing about this type of treatment financing is patients do more dentistry.
Yep.
They don't say, oh, doc, I'm just going to do the crown right now.
Yep.
They say, well, you know what? Might as well go ahead and do the fillings next to it. Just a few bucks more.
Yep.
Or sometimes patients say, you know what? Can I do the fillings now and I'll do the crown later?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really what happens a lot.
That's totally what happens in my office, yeah.
In everybody's office, in mm-hmm. my office too. And now we, you know, we present them. And the other thing this allows us to do is it allows us to present what I call total treatment, which may be right. quadrant treatment.
Right.
You know, and patients accept, you know, so. Go
ahead.
Back to you. You come in needing a crown, a few fillings. Your total treatment plan with insurance, with, you know, my insurance fees is probably, let's say, $1,100.
Mm-hmm.
In my office, that's a single visit. It's about a 2-hour appointment. And so that means your insurance is probably going to pay, let's say, $500, $600.
Sure.
Whole deal. So I'm financing $500. So today's, let's say, Monday, you come in. And so we make your appointment. So you choose probably, if it's $600 out of pocket, you're going to probably be able to choose the 6-month plan.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 months, your first payment is your down payment, and then it's 5 payments after that.
Yep.
Okay. So you'll put, we're going to essentially finance out $500, and you're going to put down, in our office, it's a 20%. So you're going to put down $100 the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's leaving you a $400 balance. So I would say to you, Alan, if I came in and needed a 2-hour appointment for a crown and a few fillings, when are you going to be able to see me? Is it going to be tomorrow, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now?
Say a week.
Week or two, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so now in a couple of weeks, I'm going to do your treatment. And some offices, it might be 3 or 4 weeks.
Sure.
So that means what?
You're half your balance is paid off by the time
now
you
get
the treatment.
Now I'm going to get my second or third payment,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
My second payment. So now the risk factor goes down even more.
You bet, yeah.
So what happens is you'll sit down with Melinda. Melinda will print out a sheet for you. That we just type in basically what we're doing on you, what your fee is, what your insurance estimated insurance is, and then what your upfront patient portion is.
Yep.
And I like to use that word upfront patient portion because I don't say just your patient portion. We use the upfront patient portion because that implies there may be additional patient portion
mm-hmm.
When you're done, depending on what your insurance does.
Sure.
So we have that form. That form automatically populates and fills out all the different payment options. And when I say all the different payment options, we have care credit in there, but that's not an option mm-hmm. at $500.
Sure.
So, you know, it basically has cash, check, credit card, or in-office financing as your only options.
Mm-hmm.
And then we present that to you and say, Alan, you know, this is what you need to have done. We show you your photographs and do, what questions do you have for us? You know, which one of these makes the most sense for you? And, you know, you'll choose, hey, I'll do 6-month interest, no interest financing. Absolutely. Why would I give it all now?
Mm-hmm.
Get it out. And truthfully, I want it over time because I just rather have the money out over time. It's good cash flow.
Sure.
And
that's great.
And so what happens is Now Melinda will fire up the web browser, will go to our website, and then we'll type in, you will swipe your card, type in $500, type in 6 months, start today, November 15th, start today with the 20% down payment, and then start December 15th, or what's today, December 20th, mm-hmm. We'll do your first payment for 5 additional payments. And it spits out a sheet that outlines everything that you as Alan will sign. Mm-hmm.
So you know when the payments are coming out and all that stuff.
Yeah, and you sign for it and everything. Mm-hmm. And basically it's set it or forget it. And then we'll get an email that evening saying this payment went through. We'll put it into Eaglesoft. And then on December 20th, January 20th, we'll get an email each of those days saying that Alan's payment went through. We'll enter it into Eaglesoft. We use Eaglesoft. Doesn't matter what mm-hmm. you use.
Sure.
And then away we go. I do the dentistry. You know, I trust my team that if they're coming back, if they're on my schedule, that means they've had financial arrangements.
Yeah, they're squared away. Yeah,
they're squared away. And here's the beauty of it: that patient walks in and walks out. Mm-hmm. We don't have to ask these uncomfortable questions. How would you like to pay for that today?
Mm-hmm. So he says, "That's true." You don't have to sweat that part. They're also going to show up for their appointment because they're paying for it.
There's so many positives to it.
Seriously.
And this goes back to one of the other episodes that we had done that you invited me to be on was the episode where we talked about CEs, and I talked about how you should take CE from people that you that are actually working. Mm-hmm. And this is, I'll do a little quick sales pitch for myself. This is why I think I'm a good educator, mm-hmm. is because it's not just about the clinical stuff. It's also about the things that we're doing in our practice mm-hmm. that have made us successful. And how many gurus are out there telling you the exact opposite? You should never be in the financing business.
Yeah, seriously. That's why it's taken me so long to figure this out. You know, like when I heard you on the podcast, on Dr. B's podcast, I kicked myself for 2 days. I'm like, why didn't I think of that?
It's just it's not like I thought of it. I just found a way.
Understood, but it makes so much sense. And we've been struggling with a lot of these different options because a lot of times the care credit type options don't necessarily fit that well for people. And this is really a nice option that I'd never thought of. So,
and you know, the problem, and I totally disagree with people on this, but some people are so fixated on why should I give care credit 5% or 10%? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the stupidest thing
ever. I agree. I'm happy to do it.
If you get your money up front, I'll give you 5% all day long.
Yep, exactly. Right?
And then people say to me, well, then if that's the case, why don't you use care credit all the time? Or whatever, you know, whatever financing company you want to throw in there. You know, and I'll say, well, because some of my patients, A, don't want their credit dinged. I mean, mm-hmm. how many patients have you tell? I just bought a new house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told my wife, I said, don't buy any of those store credit cards. Go apply for anything because I don't want to ding our credit report.
Yeah. Last year, I moved into a new building and bought a new car and financed multiple other things. My credit score fell last year because it was, I mean, so many different places, you know, looked at it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not even that they gave you credit.
They just checked it, exactly.
And it dings you. And patients come to you and say, listen, I can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to take that risk. And there's some level of distrust with identity theft and mm-hmm. things like that.
I really don't blame them for any of that, to tell you the truth.
No, I really don't. Look at Target, Home Depot, all these people, you know.
But I mean, that's like happening for everything. And you can offer this to them without having to do that. It's a big deal. And you've also drawn the line, too, that the way that they can get the 6 months or 3 months or whatever interest-free is with a credit card on file.
Yep.
And if they don't have that or they won't do that, you say, okay, that's just not on the menu then. You know,
it's not on the menu.
And honestly, it isn't that you're being a jerk about it. It's just that you've got options, and that's one less option if that's the problem for them. So it's really – that's the thing about care credit. You know, care credit has – it can be, or I'm not saying care credit, I'm saying a third party that takes care of the credit.
Non-recourse
financing. It can come off as adversarial even if you don't mean it to. And this takes a little bit of that. It takes a lot of that away, actually. So that's why I like it.
It's worked out great. You know, there'll come a time where what we're working on right now in our office is we're trying to come up with a in-office financing in a box video mm-hmm. that walks the dentist through that aspect. And I'm going to have my office manager walk their team members through the process so that way the team can understand it. Because I think it's the easiest thing in the world.
It's really,
some people have a hard time mentally wrapping themselves around it.
I understand that. It took me a little while, and then I'm thinking to myself, why haven't we been doing this for years? It's so funny.
And another nice thing is my hygienist knows how to do it. My assistant knows mm-hmm. how to do it. I mean, everybody knows how to do it.
We've got three. Great. We just signed up for I think we're doing it through Renaissance. We just signed. We have three card sliders now. We have, you know, multiple computers. Everyone's going to be trained in on it, so everyone's on the same page with it. It makes a ton of sense.
We have card sliders in every computer.
Mm-hmm, that's awesome.
In fact, we take 80 to 90% of the time we take payment in the back area.
Interesting. Well, because then they don't have to stop at the front on the way out.
It drives me.
It's traffic, man.
Berserk.
It's traffic when jam.
Two or three people waiting in line to check, quote unquote, check out.
Oh my God! Like,
this
totally,
isn't
yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. So that makes perfect sense all the way around.
Yeah, it's worked great.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know that Dr. B fleshed it out with you, but I wanted to share it with our listeners too.
I didn't get a chance to really go into it in deep detail.
That's awesome.
And I thank you for pushing me to do it.
Absolutely. Hey, one other thing. Do you think that you could get like a PDF or something we could post on the website of what your menu looks like when it spits out? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
That'd be cool. Very good. All right. Well, there we have it. It's Tarun Agarwal again. I think you've probably got the record right now, and you're probably going to hold it for a while of most times on the Dental Hacks podcast as a guest. So,
well, this better be our number one downloaded episode.
Okay, fair. I bet it will be.
this one is the most important one that we've done.
Yeah,
because I think this in-office financing will
could change
make
a lot of things
difference.
For a lot of people. I agree. Yeah. We'll get it up soon. So, thank you a ton, Tarun. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. Bye bye. So that was Dr. Tarun Agarwal discussing his in-house financing plan. I hope you found that useful. I thought it was pretty amazing myself. So if you have any questions about it, send us an email at info@dentalhacks.com, or better yet, put it up on the Facebook page at facebook.com/dentalhacks. That way we can kind of discuss it and people can ask questions about it and see the answers. I'll make sure T-Bone gets your question if I can't answer it myself. And take a couple minutes to go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We haven't had any reviews for a while, and those are really helpful to us. They let people know that we're doing some good stuff here. So give us some stars and leave us a review if you haven't done that already. That would be really helpful. And last but not least, tell a friend. If you have any dental friends that you think might appreciate the podcast, let them know we're out there. And again, happy holidays. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Agarwal, and we'll talk to you next week.